Oversight Committee advances Hunter Biden contempt of Congress resolution to House floor. By Wendell Hasebo on January 10, 2024. The House Oversight Committee on Wednesday voted to advance a contempt of Congress resolution against Hunter Biden to the House floor. If prosecuted by the Justice Department and convicted for contempt of Congress, Hunter Biden could face punishment of up to a $100,000 fine and imprisonment. Breaking: our committee has passed a resolution recommending the House of Representatives fine Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress for defying a lawful subpoena. pic.twitter.com/t4bmuick, VW. Oversight Committee, FGO Oversight, January 10, 2024. Hunter Biden failed to appear for a subpoenaed closed-door deposition in December, offering instead to only testify in public before the committee. A deposition is a standard procedure used by congressional investigators. Democrats use depositions in their investigations regularly, including the Adam Schiff, DCA, impeachment inquiry and the partisan January 6 committee. House Oversight Committee Ranking Member Jamie Raskin, DMD, previously emphasized the importance of standard, closed-door depositions. In a public relations stunt, Hunter Biden, along with his lawyer Abbe Lowell and so-called sugar brother Kevin Morris, showed up at the hearing, causing a stir in the room. "You are the epitome of white privilege. You have no balls. I think Hunter Biden should be arrested right here, right now, and go to jail," Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, said, looking toward the president's son. Hunter and his posse left the hearing when Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, took the mic to speak. "He sits here with a smug look on his face and runs away when it's my turn to talk," she said. "He can't even face my words as I was about to speak to him," he said. "What a coward. Watch, Hunter Biden walks out of House oversight hearing before MTG has chance to ask him questions." Green previously displayed a large photo of Hunter having sex. That was clearly organized and recognized, Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, stated about Hunter's appearance. Waltz also slammed Hunter's failure to appear for the subpoena deposition. "Donald Trump Jr. came before this body, all behind closed doors where lawyers can sit down both sides of the aisle and have a conversation, go through documents, all under oath, which is the precedent for any committee," he compared. Democrats defended Hunter in defying the subpoena. "The reality is that we are here because, plain and simple, two reasons: retribution for Donald Trump and the fact that the Republicans have no evidence," Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, said. "You just want to be able to filter his testimony and closed-door testimony as you have been doing this entire time." A majority of Democrat voters say Hunter Biden should comply with the House impeachment inquiry's lawful subpoena, appearing for both a closed-door deposition and a public testimony. If he does not, he should be prosecuted, a Harvard Cap/Harris poll revealed. All partisans said Hunter Biden should comply with a closed-door deposition. Majority say Joe Biden's DOJ should prosecute Hunter Biden for not appearing. House investigators announced they would probe the Biden family in November 2022. They later revealed Joe Biden received money from James and Hunter Biden. They also showed that 9 additional Biden family members received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. More evidence against Joe Biden can be found here and here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.